请我们一起来默祷。
Let us bow our heads and pray in silence.
阿门。奉主耶稣的圣名，我们开始下午的聚会。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we begin our afternoon service.
唱诗319。
Let's sing hymn number 319.
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们现在一起来祷告。
We will now pray together.
求主带领我们今天下午的聚会。
Let us ask God to guide this afternoon service.
愿神的话成为我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
May the word of God be the light unto our path and the lamp unto our feet.
让我们知道我们前面的路应该要怎么走。
So that we may know how we should walk the path before us.
我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray together.
今天下午跟大家来学习无债的人生。
This afternoon, we will study the topic of a light without debt.
我们大家都很希望活的一辈子都没有欠债。
Everyone wishes that throughout their whole life they can live without debts.
但是我们如果看年轻的一代，有时候真的很值得我们同情。
But if we look at the younger generation, sometimes they really deserve our pity.
有的学校受完教育以后，欠了一堆债。
Some youth after finishing their degrees, they are left with a lot of debt.
因为要缴学费，有时候要向政府借钱。
Because in order to pay for their tuition, they often need to ask the government for money.
有时候为着买房子，付了头款，每个月的付款都要还债。
And sometimes when you are trying to buy a house, you have to give monthly payments.
所以在美国活的一辈子，到退休的时候只剩下一间房子。
So after living so long in the United States, upon your retirement, you are only left with one house.
因为上班赚钱就是要还债。
Because you work in order to repay your debts.
这个是我们在物质生活方面。
And this is our materialistic life.
所以如果到退休了都没有欠债，哇，真的是很轻松。
So if we up until our retirement do not owe anyone anything, then that is to be praised.
我们最近在读罗马书。
Recently, we have been reading Romans.
那罗马书里面告诉我们哈，我们信耶稣那一天开始，我们就欠三种债。
And Romans tells us that on the day we begin to believe in the Lord Jesus, we have three types of debts.
讲信耶稣不是恩典吗？怎么会欠债？
But we may think, when we worship or when we believe in God, isn't that a blessing? Shouldn't we not owe anyone anything?
不错啊，欠耶稣啊，信耶稣是恩典。
That's true. It's a blessing to believe in God.
但是主耶稣要我们做一些事情。
But the Lord Jesus wants us to do a few things.
那将来，这些事情就是神要跟我们算账的地方。
And in the future, these are the things that God will require of us.
所以如果我们努力去做，我们的债就还清了。
So if we work diligently, then we will be able to repay our debts.
那我们现在看到底欠什么债。
So now let us look at what types of debts we have.
我们看罗马书的第一章。
Let us turn to Romans chapter 1.
罗马书第一章。
Romans chapter 1.
十四节跟十五节。
Verse 14 and 15. Verse 14, I am a debtor both to Greeks and to barbarians, both to wise and to unwise. 15. So, as much as is in me, I am ready to preach the gospel to you who are in Rome also.
这里保罗说哈，无论是希腊人这个叫做文化比较高的，或者化外人就是比较没有教育的。
So here, Paul says, I am a debtor to both Greeks, and Greeks are considered more highly educated, and barbarians are considered less educated.
那无论是聪明人、愚拙人，我都欠他们的债。
And both to the wise and to unwise, I am a debtor.
那这个债是什么？
So what is this debt?
就是十五节。
It is in verse 15.
我要尽力将福音也传给你们在罗马的人。
I am ready to preach the gospel to you who are in Rome also.
所以保罗把传福音 当作是一种欠债。
So Paul treats preaching the gospel as his debt.
啊，如果尽量去传福音，债就还清楚了。
If he does his best to preach the gospel, then he has repaid his debt.
啊，那既然是债，就是不做不可以了，一定要做。
And because it's considered a debt, it is something that you must do, and you cannot not.
所以保罗说，我传福音是不得已的。
So Paul says that I must preach the gospel.
啊，因为我如果不传，就有祸了。
Because if I do not preach the gospel, then I will be cursed.
哦，因为这个责任已经托付我了。
Because this responsibility has been given to me.
哦，所以我们看主耶稣升天以前。
So if we look at when before Jesus' ascension.
哦，对门徒有一个交代。
He gave his disciples a instruction.
啊，你要到普天下去传福音。
To preach the gospel throughout the ends of the earth.
信而受洗，必然得救。
If you believe and are baptized, you will be saved.
哦，他是交代他的门徒了。
He gave this instruction to his disciples.
那今天谁是主耶稣的门徒
？So today, who are Jesus's disciples?
我们信耶稣受洗都是主耶稣的门徒啊。
When we believe in Jesus and we are baptized, we are all disciples of Jesus.
哦，所以这个责任今天就是托付我们了。
So this responsibility is given to all of us.
啊，想想看啊，我们今天为什么会坐在这里？
If we think about it, why are we sitting here today?
除了父母带我们来信的，从小信主之外，大部分都是因为别人传福音给我们。
Besides those of us who have been brought to church by our parents, the other of us usually are brought by our friends.
哦，那如果我们每一个人都去还债
，And if all of us work to repay our debts,
哦，那就有更多的慕道朋友会坐在这里来听道。
Then there will be more truth seekers who will be sitting here, listening to the sermon.
那有更多慕道朋友，就有更多人啊被神的道感动。
And with more truth seekers, there will be more people who will be moved by the words of God.
哦，所以如果教会没有慕道者哦，我们就差不多可以说啊，眼根葡萄没有人会洗。
So if there are no truth seekers within the church, then we can also say that after an ESSC, there will be no one who is baptized.
那没有慕道者，还有人洗呢？那就是自己生的嘛。
And if there are no truth seekers or anyone who is newly baptized, then we are just having a baby.
啊呀，如果自己生不出来，那就是去带慕道者来呀。
Oh, so if we don't have our own children, then we will need to bring truth seekers.
那慕道者越多，洗礼的人就越多。
And the more truth seekers we bring, the more people who will be baptized.
啊，所以如果每个人都带着这种心情哦，啊，我传福音就是还债。
So if everyone carries this attitude, and that when we preach, we are repaying our debts.
哦，那我们就会很认真去做圣工啊。
Then we will diligently do holy work.
啊，因为这个债还的不只是我们对神有交代，而且你可以看到别人得神的恩典啊，真的是很有意义。
Because we are not only repaying our debts to God, it is also really meaningful to see others receive this blessing.
如果我们看十六节
，If we look at verse 16,
罗马书第一章十六节
，Romans chapter 1 verse 16, verse 16, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek.
这里讲啊，福音是神的大能。
Here it says.That the gospel is the power of God.
那这个大能要做什么？要救一切相信的人。
And this power of God is for salvation for everyone who believes.
那要怎么救
？And how do we how are they saved?
十七节。
In verse 17, for in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, "The just shall live by faith."
这里讲神的义在福音上要显明出来。
Here it says that the righteousness of God is revealed from the faith.
所以我们传福音给别人，他愿意信耶稣。
So if we preach the gospel and and someone is willing to believe in God.
那在受洗的时候被称义。
Then during baptism, they become righteous.
所以他身上就有神的义。
So they have the righteousness of God.
那神的义用最简单的表示就是穿白衣啊。
And the righteousness of God can be displayed in white robes.
那有了白衣，我们就可以靠近神。
And with these white robes, we will be able to draw near to God.
可以重新回到神的国, 就是伊甸园。
And we can return to the kingdom of God, which is the Garden of Eden.
那跟神建立关系, 享受神的恩典。
We can establish a relationship of, with God and receive His blessings.
所以传福音, 就是神的大能要救一切相信的人。
So preaching the gospel is giving the power of God to those who believe.
那要还这个债哦, 有时候也不是很简单啊。
And sometimes repaying this debt is not the easiest.
如果我们看16节第一句话讲, 我不以福音为耻。
If you look at the first part of verse 16, it says that I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ.
为什么圣经要讲耻为耻这一句话?
Why does the Bible need to say ashamed?
如果我们看那个保罗到使徒行传17章到亚利巴古去传福音,
If we consider how Paul in the book of Acts went to
亚利巴古17章,
in Neohavis, Areopavis to preach the gospel.
满城都是偶像,
and throughout the city there were idols.
哇, 保罗心里很着急啊,
and Paul was very worried in his heart.
他说你们凡事很敬畏鬼神。
He said that all of you are very diligently worshiping these idols.
他尊重他们的信仰。
And they really respect their faith.
其实这个拜偶像再讲清楚一点就是拜魔鬼啊。
But if we think about it, worshiping idols is actually worshiping the devil.
所以他心里真的很着急。
And so his heart was truly troubled.
那在满城都是偶像这个文化里面要来讲他们所不认识的神。
And throughout the city, he was going to talk about a God that they did not know.
所以他就讲，你们不认识那个创造宇宙万物的神，我现在告诉你。
And so he said that you do not know this God who has created the whole universe. So now I will introduce him.
所以福音传到中国，在100年前、200年前，信耶稣是很羞耻的事情。
So when the gospel was preached in China about 100 or 200 years ago, believing in God was something to be ashamed of.
因为这个跟那个时的文化不一样。
Because this was different from the culture at the time.
那保罗去传福音呢，到安息日，他就照素常的规矩，就进入会堂。 跟犹太人传福音。
And Paul, according to the routine of going to church on the Sabbath, he would preach the gospel.
那保罗拿什么？
And what did Paul take?
当然拿旧约圣经。He
took the Old Testament.
那犹太人拿什么？
And what did the Jews take?
他也是拿旧约圣经。They
also used the Old Testament.
但是拿的圣经一样，保罗从旧约圣经被神的灵感动。 他能够讲要信耶稣，你才可以称义。
But Paul, even though he was holding the same Old Testament, because he was filled with the Spirit of God, he was able to say that you must believe in Jesus in order to be righteous.
那犹太人拿旧约圣经就是要守律法，你才可以称义。
And the Jews, they held the Old Testament to preach that you must obey all of the laws in order to be righteous.
所以圣经一样，解释不一样。
So the Bible was the same. But their explanations are different.
当然这也是一种羞耻。
And of course, this was a form of shame.
因为跟大家不一样。
Because they were different from others.
说，但是他觉得我要还债啊，我不以福音为耻。
But Paul, because he treated preaching the gospel as repaying his debt, he did not feel ashamed.
那今天我们对没有信神的要传福音。
And today we must preach the gospel to those who do not believe.
对信神但是没有信耶稣的也要传福音。
And we must preach also to those who believe in God but not in Jesus.
因为没有信耶稣就是不认识神。
Because if you do not believe in Jesus, then you do not know God.
神的奥秘就是耶稣。
God's mystery is Jesus.
所以要跟他传耶稣。
So you must preach Jesus.
那对信耶稣的人还是要传。 叫他到真耶稣教会来信耶稣。
And for those who believe in Jesus, we must also preach the gospel and bring them to the true Jesus church.
那这个就有一点困难了。
And this is a bit difficult.
因为拿的圣经是一样啊。
Because we hold the same Bible.
啊, 拜的神也是一样啊,
and we worship the same God.
啊, 相信的耶稣也是一样啊,
we also believe in the same Jesus.
那为什么我一定要到真耶稣教会?
But why is it that I must come to the true Jesus Church?
啊, 为什么?
Why?
啊, 因为真耶稣教会有圣灵。
Because the true Jesus Church has the Holy Spirit.
啊, 圣灵证明这个教会, 啊, 是基督的身体。
The Holy Spirit is the evidence that the church is the body of Christ.
身体没有灵魂是死的。
And a body without a soul is dead.
哦, 所以基督的身体要有基督的灵，这个才是有生命的身体。
So the body of Christ must have the spirit of Christ, and 哦, this is what a body is called.
那教会里面要有神的灵洗礼，才有赦罪的权柄。
And the church must have the spirit of God in order for baptism to have effect.
哦, 那没有神的灵，这个洗礼是悔改，是好的，是不完全的。
And without the spirit of God, this baptism is a baptism of repentance. It's good, but it's not perfect.
那有圣灵才证明我们是神的儿女。
And with the Holy Spirit, we can have evidence that we are the children of God.
那圣灵从我们心里呼叫天上的神阿巴父。
And the Holy Spirit calls out to God, Abba Father, from our hearts.
那圣灵是我们进天国基业的凭据。
And receiving this Holy Spirit is the guarantee of our inheritance in heaven.
但是当我们要跟其他的基督徒传福音，我觉得很羞耻，因为我们讲的真是跟别人不一样。
But sometimes when we try to preach this gospel to others, we feel ashamed because we are preaching something that is different.
所以要还这个债，要不以福音为耻。
So in order to repay this debt, we must not be ashamed by the gospel.
啊, 只要圣经有的，我都可以讲，我都是放胆讲，我不以为耻。
As long as it's in the Bible, I will be courageous and will preach it, and I will not be ashamed by it.
好，我们现在看提摩太前提摩太后书第一章。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 1.
提摩太后书的第一章。
2 Timothy chapter 1.
第一章的第八节,
2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 8. Therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but share with me in the sufferings for the gospel according to the power of God.
这个第八节不以为主做见证为耻。
Here it says, do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord.
有时候我们看到有两个教派让我们印象很深。
Sometimes there are two denominations that have a very great influence on us.
一个就是耶和华见证人会。
And one is the Jehovah Witnesses.
全身整个家庭穿得很有体面，一家一家传福音。
The families of the Jehovah Witnesses, they are dressed very nicely and they preach the gospel family by family.
那第二个就是摩门教。
And the second are the Mormons.
两个年轻人穿着黑裤白衣服。
There are two youth who are wearing a nice black pants and a white top.
骑着脚踏车到处传福音。
They ride their bicycles and preach the gospel everywhere.
他们传的福音跟基督教正统的福音差很多。
And the gospel they preach is very different from the gospel that we preach in our Christianity.
但是你看，他不以他传的福音为耻。
But we can see that they are not ashamed by the gospel that they preach.
那我们现在传的福音是传的，完全跟圣经一样。
So the gospel that we preach is very pure. It's exactly the same as what is in the Bible.
但是有时候我们要去传福音，也真的是少那个勇气。
But sometimes when we are trying to preach the gospel, we truly are missing that courage.
所以有时候我看到有的教会，年轻人。不多久一次就到市场里面去发传道，真的很感谢神。
So in some churches, when I see the youth go to the nearby supermarkets to spread flyers, then I am really moved.
真的是不以福音为耻，传福音为耻。
They are truly not ashamed by preaching the gospel.
那神真的也祝福他们的工作。
And God truly blesses their work.
找到一些朋友到教会来慕道，也要洗礼。
And they are able to find a few friends who come to the church to truth seek and then be baptized.
那到第八节的下面说，不以为福音被囚为耻。
And then it says, do not be ashamed of the
testimony.
To of being a prisoner. Do not be ashamed of being a prisoner.
所以保罗说他是一个带锁链的使者。
And Paul says that he was a messenger in chains.
就是被人捆绑哦，丢到监牢。
He was tied up and was thrown into prison.
他不以这个为耻。
And he was not ashamed by this.
他感觉到这是一种神给他的恩典。
He thought that this was actually a blessing from God.
所以我们大家更热心传福音，我们可以看到更多慕道朋友，我们可以看到教会一直在成长。
So the more that we are fervent in preaching the gospel, then the more we will see truth seekers come, and the more the church will grow.
这是第一个债我们要还。
So this is the first debt that we must repay.
传福音。
To preach the gospel.
第二个债。
The second debt.
我们现在回来看罗马书。
Let's turn back to Romans.
罗马书的第三章。
Romans chapter 3.
罗马书第三章。
Romans chapter 3.
第三章的23节。
Romans chapter 3 verse 23. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. 24. Being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus.
这里讲啊，世人都犯了罪，亏缺神的荣耀。
Here it says that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
所以我们欠什么？
So what do we owe God?
我们欠神荣耀的债。
We owe God the glory, the debt of glory.
那这个到底什么意思？
So what does this mean?
首先我们看神造人的目的是什么。
So now let us consider what the purpose of creating, of God creating man is.
那我现在的我跟神造我的目的有没有一样？
And let us consider, are we ourselves, are we fulfilling the purpose that God has created us for?
我们看以赛亚书43章。
Let us turn to Isaiah chapter 43.
以赛亚书43章。
Isaiah 43.
第七节。
Verse 7. Everyone who is called by my name, whom I have created for my glory, I have formed him. Yes, I have made him.
这个地方在讲啊，凡称为我名下的人，是我为自己的荣耀创造的。
So here it says that everyone who is called by my name, whom I have created for my glory.
所以有时候我们常常在想啊，如果宇宙天地是天地是神造，那神为什么要造这样？
So sometimes we think that if God is the creator of the heavens and the earth, then why did God create it like this?
如果人是神造的，那神为什么要造人？
If humans were created by God, then why did God create humans?
神创造一切，包括你我，有一个目的。
God created everything, including you and me, for a purpose.
就是要荣耀他的名。
Which is to glorify His name.
所以在创世纪里面，我们看到神造的一切都是好的。
So in Genesis, we can see that everything God created was good.
没有不好的。
There is nothing that was bad.
包括人。
Including man.
好的就是代表神的荣耀。
And things that are good represent the glory of God.
那为什么神造的都是好的？
So why is everything that God created a good?
因为神用他自己的形象来造人。
Because God created man in his own image.
那神是一个荣耀的神。
And God is a glorious God.
所以他用他的形象来造人，这个就是人的荣耀。
So when a man was created in God's image, this is their glory.
那我们现在呢？
And how about us today?
如果我们回到罗马书第三章。
Let us turn back to Romans chapter 3.
罗马书第三章二十三节。
Romans chapter 3 verse 23.
世人都犯了罪。
All have sinned.
罪是一种羞耻啊。
Sin is a type of shame.
所以有时候你看一个人犯罪要记者要照相脸都遮起来。
So sometimes we see that after someone has committed a crime, when the journalists try to take photos, they try to hide their face.
所以人犯了罪就不能荣耀神。
So after someone sins, they cannot glorify God.
但是神造我们是要荣耀他的。
But God has created us to glorify him.
我们活在罪里不能荣耀他。
If we live in sin, we cannot glorify God.
所以我们现在就欠神的债。
So now we owe God a debt.
什么债？
And what is this done?
要荣耀他。
To glorify him.
那要怎么荣耀他呢？
How do we glorify God?
啊，第一个就是要接受救恩了。
The first is to receive salvation.
哦，所以24节在讲神的恩典，借着耶稣的救赎就白白称义。
So in verse 24 it says that we are justified freely by God's grace.
哦，若还没有得救以前，我是罪人，我们真的是低头。
So before we were saved, we truly were sinners, so we will be ashamed.
那得救以后，我们就可以抬头向神祷告。
But after we are saved, then we can raise up our heads and we can pray to God.
因为他是我的父。
Because he is my father.
我是他的儿子。
And I am his child.
我是凭着他的恩典，我来到他面前向他祈求。
I come before him to pray to him through his grace.
但是我们的罪性还在啊。
But our sinful nature still exists.
哦，所以怎么能够来还这个荣耀神的债呢？
So how do we repay this debt of glorifying God?
所以我们一生有一个功课。
So throughout our whole lives, we have work to do.
要脱去旧人，穿上新人。
Which is to put off the old man and put on the new man.
我们看哥罗西书。
Let's turn to Colossians.
啊，哥罗西书的第三章。
Colossians chapter 3.
啊，哥罗西书第三章。
Colossians chapter 3.
啊，第九节，第十节。
Verse 9 to 10. Verse 9. Do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him.
啊，这个第九节讲啊，要脱去旧人。
Here it says in verse 9 to put off the old man.
哦，那脱去旧人是什么？
And what does it mean to put off the old man?
我们看第五节。
Let's look at verse 5. Therefore, put to death your members which are on the earth, fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry.
哦，这个第五节讲的就是罪性。
So, what is described in verse 5 are our sinful natures.
哦，那第五节前面特别讲要致死你们在地上的肢体。
And it especially says to put to death your members which are on earth.
这个罪性不是说你要叫他死他就死，没有这么简单的。
It's not your sinful nature is not something you can just tell command it to die.
哦，这个罪性要叫他死啊，要祷告啊。
In order for your sinful natures to die off, you must pray.
要祷告，我们被神的能力充满，那个罪性就死了。
And after prayer, when you are filled with the strength of God, then your sinful natures will die.
哦，但是如果没有祷告，那个罪性还会再跑出来。
But if you do not pray, then these sinful natures will come out again.
哦，所以常常祷告，被神的能力充满，那个罪性就一直在死的状态。
So if you continually pray and you are filled with the strength of God, then the sinful nature will be continually put under death.
但这只是第一部分啊。
But this is only the first part.
哦，那下一部分呢？
What is the next part?
下一部分就是第十节。
The next part is in verse 10.
穿上新人。
To put on the new man.
那怎么穿上新人？
How do we put on the new man?
这里有一句话叫做知识。
Here there is a phrase of knowledge.
什么知识？
What is the knowledge?
就是照他主的形象。
It is knowledge according to the image of Him who created.
其实也就是主耶稣啊。
Which is the Lord Jesus.
哦，我们对主耶稣的认识，这个知识很重要。
The knowledge we have of the Lord Jesus, this is important.
因为神的本性哈，就是有形有体显在主耶稣身上。
Because the fullness of God is expressed in the Lord Jesus.
那我们对主耶稣的认识，这个知识就是一面镜子。
And this knowledge that we receive of the Lord Jesus is a mirror.
啊，所以我们站在这个认识主耶稣的知识上对照自己。
So when we can reflect ourselves on this mirror, which is the knowledge of the Lord Jesus.
那这样一直调整自己。
And we continually adjust ourselves.
这个叫做生命的更新。
This is called the renewal of life.
啊，到最后有主的形象。
And in the end, we will have the image of the Lord.
哦，那这样，我们这个人就能够荣耀神。
And in this way, we can glorify God.
哦，所以不是洗礼以后没事情做。
So it's not that we have nothing to do after baptism.
啊，身体很健康，事业也不错。
We have healthy bodies and good jobs.
哦，一切都很顺利，没事情做。
and we may have smooth lives and nothing to do.
安息日来做做, 然后赚钱献十一捐就结束了。
We come to church on Sabbath, we give our offerings, and then all we need to do is done.
所以信耶稣到最后变成献十一捐守安息日就只有这样而已。
But in this case, then all worshiping God just entails coming to church on Sabbath and offering your tithes.
不是这样。
But it's not like this.
还要还荣耀神的债。
We also need to repay the debt of glorifying God.
就是要自死，要脱去旧人呐。
Which is to put off your old man.
就是自死我们的情欲。
Which is to put to death your fleshly desires.
穿上新人。
And to put on the new man.
用认识主耶稣的知识来改变自己。
And we can change ourselves through the knowledge of the Lord Jesus.
那这个就是我们要还的债。
And this is the debt we must repay.
那第三个债是什么？
What is the third debt?
我们现在看 罗马书。
Let us turn back to Romans.
罗马书的14章。
Romans chapter 14.
罗马书14章的第8节到第10节。
Romans chapter 14, verse 8 to 10. Verse 8. For if we live, we live to the Lord, and if we die, we die to the Lord.
对不起, 13章第8节。
Oh, sorry. Chapter 13, verse 8. Owe no one anything except to love one another, for he who loves another has fulfilled the law. Verse 9. For the commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, you shall not covet. And if there is any other commandment, are all summed up in this saying, namely, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Verse 10, love does no harm to a neighbor, therefore love is the fulfillment of the law.
这个第八节讲, 凡事不要亏欠人。
Here it says that owe no one anything.
为什么? 因为亏欠人, 这心里总是有一个, 欠人, 心里总是不平安的。
And why is this? It's because when we owe someone something, then in our hearts we do not have peace.
那只有一件事情啊, 要把它当作亏欠。
And there is only one thing that we should owe everyone else.
就是彼此相爱。
Which is to love one another.
所以圣经里面在讲人跟人之间的关系哦, 跟社会在讲真的是不一样。
So within the Bible, the relationships between man and man is different from the relationships described in society.
这个社会上人跟人相处啊, 常常是一种人情。
Within the society, these relationships between man and man are usually...
那人情啊, 跟圣经讲的不太一样。
And these relationships are usually different from the relationships in the Bible.
有一个年老的弟兄啊, 受洗以后, 另外一个年老弟兄常常带他来教会。
There was an elderly member who, after he was baptized, he brought another friend to church.
感谢主啊, 两个都来教会啊。
And thank God that both of them came to church.
那过了一段时间啊, 这个新受洗的年老的弟兄啊, 他就不来了。
But after a while, this elderly who was baptized did not come to church anymore.
怎么这么热心突然就不来了?
So why was he so fervent and then all of a sudden stopped coming?
他就说我们教会这个带他来教会这个弟兄啊不够意思啊。
And he said that this member who had brought him to church did not have enough
不够意思啊,
didn't bring him for a reason.
因为我请他吃饭好几次他连一次都没有请我吃饭。
Because I treated him to my meals so many times, but he did not treat me once at all.
这个叫做人情。So
this is called a favor.
人跟人相交往, 要懂得人情, 这个关系才能够持续。
So within human relationships, we must understand how to be favorable to one another. This is called a relationship.
人情跟圣经讲的爱心不一样。And
These relationships are different from the love that is described in the Bible.
所以这个第八节讲要爱彼此相爱是亏欠的，不是人情啊。
So these so loving one another in this verse is something that you owe others. It's not a favor for others.
就是我爱他，这是我欠他的。
So because I love this person, therefore I owe them this.
那我们就想不通啊，我哪里有欠他？
So, but this might be confusing because how can I owe someone else?
下面就讲了。
And later, if we continue reading, it says,
爱人就完全的律法。
He who loves another has fulfilled the law.
所以主耶稣说我给你们一条新命令。
So, the Lord Jesus says that I give you a new commandment.
你们要彼此相爱。
You must love one another.
那主耶稣的命令我们可以讲当参考。
So this commandment, we can treat it just as a reference.
不能啊, 主耶稣的命令你怎么能够当作参考?
But we can't do this. How can we treat God's commandment as a reference?
我为你死, 你为我做什么?
Jesus has died for us, so what will we do for Jesus?
这个问题一问你就没话可讲了。
And if you ask this question, there's no way you can respond well.
所以主耶稣为我们而死。
So if Jesus has died for us.
我们亏欠主耶稣很多。
We owe the Lord Jesus a lot.
那些主耶稣说，你要彼此相爱。
But now Jesus is telling us to love one another.
他只有这样讲啊。
And this is it.
所以因为我们亏欠主耶稣，所以主耶稣要我们做的，就变成我们应该做的。
So because we owe this to Jesus, then this is what we must do.
所以我们周围每一个人，我们都要觉得爱别人是一种亏欠。
So when we are, we can treat loving one another as something that we owe.
那第九节开始。
So in verse 9.
就在讲人跟人的关系。
It talks about the relationships between man.
也就是十诫的后面六条。
Which are the last six of the Ten Commandments.
为什么十诫这么难遵守?
Why is it so hard to keep all of the Ten Commandments?
我们也可以讲很多理由，因为现在社会风气败坏。
We can give a lot of reasons. For example, the culture and the society has turned bad.
所以后面六条很难守。
And the last six commandments are hard to keep.
但是第九节告诉我们，十诫很难守，最重要的原因就是爱不够。
But here the Bible tells us that the reason why it's so hard to keep the last six commandments is because we do not have enough love.
如果我们爱很多，十诫不难守的。
If we have a lot of love, then the last six commandments are not that hard to keep.
如果我们爱人,
If we love man,
我们就不会杀人,
then we will not murder,
也不会恨人,
we will not hate others.
如果我们爱人,
If we love others,
就不会犯奸淫,
we will not commit adultery.
如果我们爱人, 就不会偷盗,
If we love others, we will not steal.
如果我们爱人，就不会贪心。
If we love others, we will not covet.
所以爱一增加，十诫就不难守了。
So once your love increases, then the Ten Commandments are not hard to keep.
包括前面四条啊。
And that includes the first four commandments.
如果我们真的爱神，他是我在天上的父亲。
If we truly love God because He is our Father in heaven.
拜神是很自然的事啊。
Then worshiping God is a very natural thing.
那如果真的爱神,
If we truly love God,
我怎么会去拜偶像呢?
Will we worship idols?
如果真的爱神,
If we really love God,
我一定会荣耀神的名。
We would for sure glorify His name.
如果真的爱神,
If we truly love God,
我一定会分别一天来敬拜他，来侍奉他。
We would surely set apart one day to worship God.
所以如果充满着爱，十诫是不难守的。
So if we truly are filled with love, then the Ten Commandments are not hard to keep.
那我们看第十节。
So now let us look at verse 10.
爱是不加害于人，爱就完全的律法。Love
does no harm to a neighbor, therefore love is fulfillment of the law.
主耶稣说，我来不是要审判人。Jesus
says that I come not to judge.
我来要拯救人。But
I come to save.
但是不信的人，末后我讲的话要审判他。
But for those who do not believe, then in the later days, they will be judged.
那爱就完全的律法。
And so love has fulfilled the law.
所以将来主耶稣用他讲的话要来审判我们，我们就没有什么害怕。
And so later, when God uses His judgment to judge us, then we will not be afraid.
那圣经真的是很奇妙。
And the Bible truly is very, very miraculous.
这三种债。
There are these three debts,
就是将来审判的三个标准,
which are the three criteria during the judgment time.
马太福音24章，主耶稣讲世界末日的比喻。
In Matthew, it talks about the parables of Jesus' coming.
马太福音二十五章就讲审判的三个比喻。
Oh, in Matthew chapter 25, it talks about parables of the judgment of God.
好，我们看审判的哪三个比喻。
And now let us look at which three parables.
好，马太二十五章。
Matthew chapter 25.
二十五章的第一个比喻。
Matthew chapter 25, verse the first parable.
啊，十个童女。
Which is the parable of the wise and foolish virgins.
五个是聪明的。
And five of them are wise.
他的灯里面有油。
And within their lamps, they have oil.
哦，所以新郎来的时候，他的灯还会发光。
And so when the groom comes, their lamps will still be lit.
那个油就是圣灵。
And this oil is the Holy Spirit.
那个光啊，就是我们的生命经过更新变化以后，能够荣耀神的生活。
And this light is the light that comes, that is a life that glorifies God after we are renewed.
啊，所以这个五个聪明，他就可以进到里面来来享受永生。
So these five wise virgins were able to enter and receive the eternal life.
啊，所以第十节可以进到里面去坐席。
So in verse 10, they are able to enter into the wedding.
但是另外五个哦，但他没有发光的，他就进不去了。
But for the other five, they were unable, without the lights, they were unable to enter.
不能荣耀神，将来那天国的婚宴就没有份了。
And if you are unable to glorify God, then you will have no part in the ceremony or the festivities in the future.
第二个比喻。
And the second parable.
从十四节一直讲到三十节。
It is from verse 14 to verse 30.
五千的赚五千。
The person who had 5,000 talents earned 5,000.
2,000的赚2,000.
The one who had 2,000 earned 2,000.
你看那个主人对他讲什么？
And let us look at what the master told them.
你可以又良善又忠心的仆人，二十一节。
In verse 21, he says, "Well done, good and faithful servant."
最后，你可以享受主人的快乐。
You can enjoy the joy of your Lord.
就是可以进到天国。
Which is to enter into heaven.
所以传福音就是神给我们的才能，我们要把它尽量把它用出来。
So this skills or talents that we have received from God to preach the gospel, we must use it.
那一千的就进不去了。
And then the one with 1,000 could not enter.
不是因为他领一千。
Not because he only received 1,000.
是他没有把一千把它用出来。
But it's because he did not use his 1,000 talents.
这是第二个比喻。
This is the second parable.
那第三个比喻。
And the third parable.
三十一节到最后。
Is from verse 31 to the end.
山羊跟绵羊。
The sheep and also the goats.
这个山羊在右边，绵羊在山羊在左边，绵羊在右边。
The goats.We're on the left, and the sheep are on the right.
那个标准是什么
？What is the criteria?
爱心呢、
It is love.
所以将来神审判的三个标准，就是罗马书讲的我们欠的三个债。
So in the during the judgment days, when God comes again, then these are the three criteria that Jesus will judge us on.
所以无债的人生就是每一天努力来还。我们欠神的债。
So if we want to live a life without debts, then we will work diligently every day to repay our debts.
有一天我们离开世界。
And one day when we leave this world,
我们就可以坦然见神，然后得到他的奖赏。
Then we can come before God without fear and receive our reward.
唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
385首。
Hymn number 385.